You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are in the midst of Chodesh Adar. We have a very well-known memra, the bottom of Chavtes, Amin Aleph, and Maseches Tainis. And the Gemara reads as follows, Amr of Yudah, Barei, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei, the Rav. It was said over in the name of Rav. Kishem Shemi Shenichnas Av, Mimata, Mesimcha. Just as when the month of Av enters, we diminish our level of simcha, clearly indicative that there always is a state of simcha that we must always find ourselves in the midst of. It's a question of who we might, that we marbe. But the lamaisa, if there was Hashem a simcha, kisavo tachas esho levatos v'makecha b'simcha t'vleibav, lamaisa, a yid has to be in a state of simcha. Harba writes Rav, kishem, in a similar manner as when the month of Av enters, we diminish our level of simcha. So too, when the month of Adar commences, we increase our simcha. Parenthetically, we mentioned many times, famous maestro of Jonas and Eifschitz, the renowned Eloi, when he was but a youngster, came the month of Adar, and he was jumping for joy, dancing up and down on his bed, celebrating. He mamish was margish. And he was dancing up and down, making a ruckus, a lot of noise, emerging from his room, and his father wanted to see what's all this chaos going on. His father walks up carefully the steps, gently opens up the door, and the second that Tati walks into the room, that's it, he's utterly reticent, not a peep. And Tati says, "Rav Yonason, I don't understand. A minute ago I heard the jumping up and down, I heard the singing, I heard you're going mashuga. I walk into the room and all of a sudden you're quiet as can be." He says, "Tati, don't you know the Chazal? Mishenichnas av memarim b'simcha, I be mishenichnas av mematin b'simcha." Asks the Vilna Gaon, what's the kishem? What's shaychis one to the next? And we have a month of Tishvav, Mishenichnas Av, Mematin B'Simcha. That's the month that's Mesukal Aparanus. That's a month replete with tragedy, the culmination of the 3 weeks, the five horrific tragedies that transpired in Mishnah, Tainus, Chavavam, and Beis. On a Tishvav, we understand Mishenichnas Av, Mematin B'Simcha. But L'chaira, this is its own independent Inyan. Asks the Vilna Gaon in his Perish on Amegillas Esther, what's Pshat in the Kishem? Many others firm deal with it as well. And why are they interdependent? Why are they seemingly tului and behadodi? This is a month of Av and this is a month of Elul. And Rav predicates his inyan of Mishenichnas Adar on the fact that if when Av comes in, we're mamayt b'simcha, mamela kach, in a similar manner, Mishenichnas Adar marim b'simcha. As I frek the Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon has an extensive Perush Megillas Esther, as a pshat. There's Alpi Remez, there's Alpi Sod. For tonight, we'll stick with the Pshat. Even the Pshat of the Vilna Gaon is not so simple. We've mentioned many times the Chernobyler who writes in the Sefer Moreinayim that even when it comes to Pshat, don't think Pasha Pshat is always so simple. Even the word Pshat means what? To be mafshit. When you want to skin the hides of an animal, so what do? You mafshit SR. You peel off the various layers, all the different layers of the skin, you mafshit R, and only then do you get to the meat. Even the Pshat writes the Handling of Chernobyler. Sometimes you have to peel away various layers just to be mafshit in order to get to the Pshat. See, even the Vilna Gaon Alpi Pshat is not so poshit. But either way, the Vilna Gaon says, what's going on in the Gemara? Kishim Shenichnasav Matam Simcha Kach Lachora Kosha Hey Shaykh Zebazah. What Shaykh is this? What happened to the other? This is the month of Av that contains therein. Hey Tishra V'yom Mucha Nimezum on the Pranis. And this is the month of Adar. It's the month of Simcha. What, in fact, is the Shaykh is one to the next? How did the Vilna Gaon come to this memory of Chazal in the midst of his commentary on Megillas Esther? So we begin with the Vilna Gaon's commentary on Perek Tes and Megillas Esther, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'achodesh asher nepach, this is the month that was nepach, v'nehapuchu, the month itself, went from the month that was initially one of Yogon and Ovil, of bereavement, of mourning, of sorrow, v'nehapuchu, it became what? Ultimately, it went from Yogon to Simcha. Asks the Vilna Gaon, what do you mean achodesh? Why achodesh? There was one day that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So instead of destroying Klal Yisrael on that one day, Mamela we zochah to a gavaldig Yeshua. So we turn what? Your gimel is still tiny, Esther. Now we have a yudalad, okay? Mukofen chayma, ein mukofen chayma. So we have now a yudalad and we have a tezvav. So celebrating yudalad and tezvav, those are the yekadeis of Purim. Why all of a sudden is it nispashe? Is this simcha that's really meshe shaychi b'etzim that's germane exclusively to a yom? Your Dalit and Tezvav, when we were not destroyed, on the contrary, why should that transform the entirety of the month into a month of Simcha? That's the Vilna Gaon's first question. Why? He says, because once Haman decreed that it was going to be a month that I was going to destroy the Jewish people, and we knew about it way in advance. So what happens? Everyone is fearing Chodesh Adar. We're mamish in a state of chaos, frenzy. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? And we're sitting on the sidelines. We're mamish seized, inundated with fear. Ay veizmir, what's going to be when Chodesh Adar rolls around? And the second Adar comes in. Ay veiz, this is the month. And this is the month of Adar, the month that Haman's going to destroy us. Chalila v'chas. And the month of Chiyuv of Kliyon. So name Shal Yisrael. Megillah Yerbeis, what I'm name man is Chayvu Shanim Shesho Kliyah V'yosodor. How we did Abe. We were deserving of utter sheer extermination. A second, the month comes in. This is the month. So writes the Vilna Gaon, the second the month of Adar came in, and we now were seized with an altogether different madrega of Yogan Tzara. This is the month of the Tzara. Came in Shigios, a Chodesh, a Mitzara, Gedola Yoser, Lachin Amra, Chodesh, a Sher Nepach, Hikil, a Chodesh Nepach, Yogan Simcha. And writes the Vilna Gaon, the whole year long we were fearing Chodesh Adar. We weren't thinking exclusively Yugim, we're thinking, Chodesh Adar, that is the day that we're going to be in major trouble. That's the month. That month that we hear the name Adar, we start trembling, seized by an incredible fear. Now it's that it's Nepach. It's not just a day. The whole month is Nepach. The month that now we can't wait to get to Chodesh Adar. The month that we did not anticipate in the slightest, that we feared all of our bones trembled. Baruch Hashem and Ahabuchu, Mishenichnas Adar. Now when we hear the month of Adar, and went from Yogam to Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar, Marim to Simcha, writes the Vilna Gaon, that's Pshat in the Keshein. Just like when the month of Av rolls around, and we know, the second the month of Av comes in already, this is the culmination of the 3 weeks. Now we're heading to a Tisha B'Av. It's not just about a Tisha B'Av, it's already the 9 days. That sense of sorrow, putting us in that pensive summer mood, that already commences when what? When Av already kicks in, just like the sorrow of an Av starts already with the month of Av. Now the Simcha begins with the commencement of a Chodesh Adar. In fact, there's a Gemara Gemaisa, the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkot Sheva Rebbe, I used to say over every Purim the following Maisa. Said there was a notorious drunkard in the city of Krakow. He was known as the Krakow Shikar. That's what he was the Krakow Shikar. And when it came Chodesh Adar, he was a Machmir. He drank and he got intoxicated every single day of Chodesh Adar. And they asked the new Shikar, why in the world are you getting drunk every single day? And there's only a chiv, there's an obligation, come Purim time. Then Rabbah tells us, Megillah, Zayin and Beis, Mechai, Vinish, Lubsumi, Vaporiyad, Lo Yadol. And so when Purim rolls around, there's taki chiv to get drunk. Why are you getting drunk every day? Why are you so machmir? Now, not like a drunkard needs to come up with a pshat. Any excuse in the world, the month of Adar, give out like another excuse to drink. The Krakow Shikar is a chacham. As he said, Azai, he says, let me ask you a question. He says, if you're Haman, do you really think Lahashmid, Laharugalabit is Kol Yehudim Inav Radzakin Tafanoshim or Shalom of? You really think you're going to kill the entire Jewish nation in one day? It's not shaykh to kill all of the Yidden in one day. It's not shaykh. Nobody could. Even Hitler, Yavashu, Mazukra, with all the technological advancements and concentration camps, it's a process. You can't possibly conjure up an idea that I'm going to kill the Jews in one day. Asks the Krakow Shikar, Gavaldig Akasha, why did Haman dedicate an entire month? He shouldn't have even picked lots for a day. Just say which month, because I'm going to need at least 30 days, and I'll wipe out the Jewish nation in the month of Adar, and Hippo Pulhu, I'll go around the Mamela, coincide with Adar. I'll destroy the 30 days. Answers the Krakow Shikar, Gavaldig. I want to shout out, Michas Yahya, that's the son. He came with the Mardika rationale. He says, Haman, do you know what? My plan is probably going to succeed. But on the far chance that I'm not going to be successful, I know what's going to happen. We know Alan King already summed up every Jewish holiday. They tried to kill us, we won. Let's eat. We have to celebrate, right? We emerge victorious. Haman says, I know my plan's going to be successful, but in the Tzan Rochok, that just maybe, it's not going to pan out. It will not actualize. See, if I make it 30 days and then it doesn't work out in the end, then the Jews are going to celebrate for 30 days. I don't want the Jews to celebrate for 30 days. I'm going to make the whole gazebo one day. I'm going to do my best. It'll take extra time and extra effort. I'll have to call up all more resources. It'll be so much more difficult. But this way, in the Tzan, and the far chance that I'm going to be unsuccessful and the Jews win, at least the Jews will only have one day to celebrate. They won't be able to celebrate for 30 days. So explain the Krakow drunkard. He says, so Haman's rationale was, I don't want the Jews to celebrate for 30 days. He says he was a consent. He was a miser. I don't want the Jews. He celebrated by the miser. And now that we know it would have taken at least 30 days, we should be machmer in the Etzem Adin. And the Etzem Adin is practically speaking, we know it would have taken him 30 days to kill out the Jewish people. Chalil v'chas, we have to celebrate for 30 days. We have to get drunk every day at Purim. Every day of Adar, Chodesh Adar. That's the Krakow shaker. That's the story that Nezer used to say over every Purim. The month is a happy month. That's the Vilna Gaon. Gevaldik Pshat, Malachira doesn't work well in Tarashi. The Dibra Maskil Mishnichnas Adar writes, the Hele Garashi, why does Rav tell us Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha? Yemei Nisim Hoyu the Yisrael Purim V'Pesach. Now, if we were solely focusing on the miracles germane to a Purim, then it would have been Mishnechnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. Just mentioned Purim. Why in the world is Rashi citing the Inyan HaPesach? Because of that, writes the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Hashalos HaTshuva Sheilas Yavetz and Chelek Beis and Siman Peches, he says, what do we derive from a Rashi? It's not simply because of the miracles of a Purim that transformed the month of Adar, because we have miracles of Nisan, and we don't say Mishnechnas Nisan Marbe Mesimcha. We had Gevaldik miracles Chanukah time, had defeating Yovan and the mighty Greek army, and we don't say Mishnechnas Kislev Marbe Mesimcha. So what's unique about Adar, right? The Yavetz, it's not one month, because when a miracle happens in one month, you might say, Avad, it's not coincidence, but you don't know that it's Be'etzim Zman Mesug L'kach. You don't know that this is a time that is ripe, that is conducive. Take all the Simcha. It happens to me. This is when the miracle occurred. We don't celebrate the month of Kislev, and we don't celebrate the month of Nisan. Why are we celebrating Mishnechnas Adar? Because right after we celebrate in Adar the Nisim of Purim, we go right into the Nisim of Pesach and Chodesh Nisan. Because it's Shnei Chadashim Tekufim Zulazu. We have two consecutive months. Now we know it's not at all by chance. It's not at all coincidence. If there's a Zman Mesuyim in the Jewish calendar, that's not Stam one random month, but it's two consecutive months of Gevaldik miracles. If you have such Gevaldik miracles, it's the 2 months in a row, and the Sam Sefer learns a little bit similar, right? So Moshe Sofer and Hashan Shachuvah Sam Sefer and Orachayim Chelak Aldav Simu Kuf Samet. He also understands, just like we have an opinion in the Gemara, that two times is a chazaka. To have 1 month of miracles, okay, that doesn't establish a clear cut pattern. That's not referred to as a chazaka, but you have the Nisim of an Adar, and right after another, you go immediately thereafter into a Chodesh of Nisim. A month of miracles, Nisan, Nisim, and the miracle is of a Pesach, Lamayim, and Ateva. 2 months, two back-to-back months of miracles. And that's what Rashi refers to. Why is it unique that Mishnechnas Adar B'davka Marbe Mesimcha? Because of the juxtaposition of 2 months replete with miracles, starting with an Adar, and we jump right from an Adar into a Nisan. The 2 months he made Purim V'Pesach, explains Rashi. That's what makes it so special. Now, that's very nice. We have miracles in the month of Adar. We have miracles in the month of Nisan. But obviously, there's got to be a connection. Can't just be that Stalmazai, we have miracles Adar time. We have miracles Nisan time. And L'chaira, if Rashi is saying, it may Purim v'Pesach. And the juxtaposition of those 2 months creates a new din that we don't encounter with regard to the Aschala of any other month in the Jewish calendar. Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha, because of the miracles in Adar, followed immediately thereafter by the miracles in Nisan. Clearly there's some connection in the miracles of the Purim story with the miracles of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story. What exactly is that connection? And we know the pasuk that sums up the entirety of the Nitzachon, the celebration of what a Purim is all about, is the pasuk towards the end of Megillah Esther, Peraches pasuk Tazayin, La'ihuda ma'isaura v'simcha v'sosam v'ika. Rav Yehuda darshins as the Gemara relates in Megillah, the middle of Tazayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda, La'ihuda ma'isaura, Ora zu Torah shenemar, Mishlei vavchav gimel, Ner mitzvah v'torah or, Simcha zu simchas yaltiv, Sosan zu milo shenemar, Sosan ochi yamar secha, and Yekar zetfilin, also citing a pasuk, we have the Gavaldika, La'ihuda ma'isaura v'simcha v'sosam v'ika. It always intrigued me. Lahida Maisaura, I understand their mitzvah of Torah are Orazu Torah, Givaldik. We had the Or of Torah, now the Svasemus, the Maral, Rafun, or the old discuss. Why didn't it just say Lahida Maisa Torah? Why do we have to speak in metaphors? They had an Or, and through the Or they got the Torah. They had a Simcha, through that they had a Yantif. And Apuchu, why not just say Lahida Maisa Torah, the Simcha's Yantif, the Mila Vitfilin? So that's the Kasha the Achronim deal with. Hakoponim Torah, I understand. After all, Shabbos Pechesim and Aleph. Hadar Kibluah, the Meach Hashvera, Shinemar. It was a reenactment, the re-experience of Matan Torah. I understand Simcha. They transformed these days into Yemei Mishte V'Simcha, not Stam days. Writes the Briskarov and the Kutei Agriz, when it's a mere emtsoi, when it's an intermediary to achieve an ultimate state of Simcha. Here are the days Be'etzem Atzmius, and the days themselves inherently were now transformed into Yemei Mishte V'Simcha. It's an end in and of itself. Writes the Briskarov. Make them days of drinking. Make them days of eating. I feel. Mary Gavaldik. I understand the Simcha. I understand the Torah. That's what Purim's all about. Yekar Zutfilin, Sosin Zumila. We don't find anywhere in the Megillah that he targeted that. Even in Alanisim of Yelpin, where we went out of our way to say, Lashkicham Torasecha, Lahavira Mechuke Ritzanecha. We don't talk about that. In the contrasted Alanisim of Apurim, we just say that he went to Lahashmid Laruglavi. Now, the Vilna Gaon in his Perish Megillah Sester tells us Lahashmid is Keneged Tyra because that's his Shas Gezeris Hashmad, and he wanted to attack the Neshama. We have all these Gemaldic associations and correlations. But Lamaisa, who talks about Mila? Chanukah time. We talk about Shabbos or Shkodesh Mila. And that's Mefurish in Megillas at the Yechis and Prakala Posig Laman Aleph. We know that Yavin targeted Shabbos or Shchodesh Mila. We don't find in Megillah Haman was after Tfilin, Haman was after Mila. Again, Chazal and now Megala to us. And if this is what we celebrated, it must be that he was targeting Mila, Tfilin, Mechule. And as the Vilna Gaon does explain, these are the Osos. And that's where Rav David Cohen from Hebron has Marach and Maimer Yad Aleph in a Sefer Yimei Purim. And that clearly, Taira, Simchas Yantiv, Shabbos and Yantiv, Mila, Mila is an os, Bnei Levenechem, Tfilin is an os, Bnei. So these osos, these markers as Yidden, but clearly there's got to be some kesha. What's this Mila Tfilin? Why are we celebrating Mila Tfilin? Now we do know that Purim comes at the end of the year. At the end of the year, the same way the Svasema says that Sukkis on a Deraisa level is the Chag Asif, because it comes at the end of the Deraisa Dika Yom Tovim. Hence, it's Ma'asif Kol Amachanos. You collect, you garner in all the Nitzotis and Ashpos of the Yom Tovim Deraisa. It's Chag Asif Vela. That's why it's Matzim Chasein. If the Svasema is telling us that it's Matzim Chasein because it gathers in from all the Yom Tovim, but Lamaisa, a Jewish calendar year that begins with the month of Nisan. What's the last Yom Tov when you bring in the Yom Tovim Derabban? When you bring in the Yom Tov and Rabbanah, the last Yontif in Chodesh Adar is Purim. So we can understand Purim is going to be Yemei Shmishteh V'Simcha. It's a day of celebration. Comes Mamash at the end of the year. Ad Kedekach, the Shem Shmuel, writes in the name of his father, the Abinezer, quotes his father-in-law, the Kotzke Rabbo, Shekol HaMoedim Nechlolim Purim. All the Moedim are included in Purim. And in Shushan Purim, Shnas Tafri Shayin Gimel, the Shem Shmuel has a beautiful Hezber, how all the Yom Tovim are Merumas in Purim. Purim clearly at Yom Kippur, Kippurim, Mechule, clearly there's a Shaykhis to many other Yom Tovim, but even though it has a Shaykhis to the Yom Tovim, Alfini is Daiti, there's a Shaykhis Miyuchedes, a clear connection with Davka to Chodesh Nisan and the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do I mean? Listen to a Rav Yonah and Eifshitz. A Rav Yonah and Eifshitz in Yaros Damash and Chelek Aleph and the end of Drush Gimel, a Drush that he transmitted to the Tzibur, the Chvod Zayin Adar. Writes Rav Yonah and Eifshitz, Bahamakubolim Amru, citing the Mekubolim. Ki Mordechai Gilgal Venitzitz Moshe. A Mordechai was a reincarnation of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'homan Ish Mitzri Shenerag Limenu. And Haman was was a Gilgal of the Ish Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. Olekach bikesh limkom nikmoso. Why was Haman so furious? Why did he go after Mordechai? Because Mordechai was a Gilgal of Moshe. And Moshe killed the Ish Mitzri in pages of Parsha Shmos. Haman says, it's now time to seek revenge. I'm the Gilgal of the Ish Mitzri. I now want to go ahead and kill Mordechai, the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Esther was a nitzotz of Basibas Paro. And since Basibas Paro raised Moshe, and now Mordechai has to pay her back. Well, lekach locha Mordechai lo labas, and Esther for a base plus exile. He has to raise Esther, who's a Gilgal of Basibas Paro. Basibas Paro raised Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai now is a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was raised by Basibas Paro. He's got to pay her back, a karasato. So Mordechai pays her back. Mordechai now reincarnated Moshe Rabbeinu pays back Basibas Paro, reincarnates as Esther. But he takes her labas and he raises her. And he raises her now to pay her back. Yaldik. And then he cites a Medrash in Esther Abba. And Rasei states explicitly, Kol Shata Moitze B'Moshe, Ata Moitze B'Mordechai. So many correlations between Moshe Rabbeinu and Mordechai. Adds the Chidah. Rav Chaim Yossi David Uzalai in a Sefer Chumash Anach on Megillas Esther and Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet. He writes as well, Ish Yehudi. How is Mordechai introduced to us? As Ish Yehudi. Writes the Chidah, it was a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Klai Yisrael should be nitzal. What does Mordechai do as the Golda Hador, as the Manig Hador, gets everybody to daven? We have to go to daven. Moshe is always getting Klai Yisrael to daven. He's always davening. And Mordechai is introduced as Ish Yehudi. And Moshe Rabbeinu is branded that appellation of what? Via Ish Moshe. This one's the Ish and that one's the Ish. And writes the Chidah, the Yomtuk, you know what sweetens this Gilgal so geschmack? Ki Ish Yehudi. Yehudi is Gematria 345, Gematria Moshe. And what is Mordechai? Ish Yehudi, he's Moshe Rabbeinu all over again. Ish Yehudi, Gematria 345, and Moshe 345, Lomar, he was an honor of Ishoku Kemoshe. And same way, Moshe Bedoro was Mordechai Bedoro. And he was the one who created the Hatzolah, just as Moshe Rabbeinu saved Klai Yisrael by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Mordechai saves Klai Yisrael by the story of Megillas Esther. And let me perhaps add another smach. It always intrigued me. We have the famous Gemara Chulu Kuflam Tesser base. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says Esther min Haturim min Ayim, Anochi Esther Esther Mordechai min Haturim min Ayim. It says Mardom Tamiga Meradachia, Haman min Haturim min Ayim. Haman Eitz. Oh, but there's one more. One more. Everybody else is Megillas Esther, the protagonist and the antagonist, are on occupying center stage throughout the Purim saga. And what do we have? All of a sudden, Moshe min Haturim min Ayim. Moshe ben Adam Shagam, what are you bringing a Moshe ben Adam? The Mashal has an interesting halach wide up because but clearly we're focusing, we don't ask everybody's name in Tanakh, where are they marumas, where are they suddenly alluded to in the pages of Chumash? We're clearly focused, whatever the Hesper is going to be, there's clearly a spotlight that focuses on Moshe along with Esther, Mordechai, and Haman. What Shaykh is Elazu? The Phineas Daiti, like the Yaris Damash, like the Chidah. If Moshe and Rabbeinu was Niskagul as Mordechai and Esther Niskagul as Basya, after we discuss the heroes of the Purim story, let's go now and ask Moshe in that term and I, because this is replaying, right? The Chidah. Moshe was Ish Moshe who saved Klai Yisrael B'tzias Atzrayim. Mordechai is Ish Yehudi Gematria Moshe who now saves Klai Yisrael as the Melech, as the Manig, the Gilgal of Moshe. He now saves Klai Yisrael. Perhaps that's why when we turn back to Megillah Tazayin of Beis, La Yehuda Maisa Ora V'Simcha V'Soson Bikar. Ora, we said that I understand. Ora Zu Torah. Matan Tyro was reenacted, re-experienced. Purim time. Shabbos Pechesem and Aleph. Amarav Avapikin Hadar Kiblu Amameach Hashem Shinem Rakimu V'Kibla Yehuda Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. I understand Matan Tyro. The Medroshim Amorachai Ah Hama. They heard the Hevel Piyam of Tinoka Shabbos. They were learning the Sugis and Menachas. Sosa Tyro. Vad, I understand that. Simcha. These are Yemei Mishtav V'Simcha. These are days of Sosa V'Simcha. I understand. Mila, Mila and Tefillin. Where else did we celebrate the Mila and Tefillin? How did we get out of Mitzrayim? Parshas Bo. We needed the schus of Mila to be an Evan Hashem. We needed the schus of Mila to define us and Tefillin. V'hayil also Yadcha. Parshas Bo. Before you could get out in the pages of Parshas Mishalach, you need to get the mitzvah Tefillin. You need to get the mitzvah of Mila. Purim is at the end of the year Gishmak. The end of the year says what? We started the year with Nisan. We got out even though we were holding a Memtesh Sharei Tuma. Even though we were not deserving of getting out. And still Hashem at such Kabbalah the Gerachamim. He gave us a Yad of a Pesach when the Bnei Yisoschor, Dorgan Ayo and others, right? He was Pesach ala Pesach. Hashem says, usually you have to be on some Madrega. You have to at least take the initiative. Shir Shir Rabbah, he gimel Pisli, Pesach Shamachat. V'nevdachem Pesach, you got to take the first step. You got to get the rolling. Hashem said, what? Klal Yisrael, your mom is holding my Gornish and my Gornish. You're on the verge of Memtesh Sharei Tuma. You're about to disappear. But what? Give yourself the Schus Bris Milah. And give yourself the Mitzvah Tefillin. And now what? I'm going to take out Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven. And I'm going to take out a Mitzrayim. Gevaldik. Comes the end of the year. Now we had the end of the year. We had all the Yom Tovim. We get to the end of the year. Listen to this, Rav Avraham Shur HaLekach Malibov. Did we ever notice when we open a Megillah Esther? We don't talk about the Jewish people as the Bnei Yaakov. Throughout the 10 chapters comprising Megillah Esther, we don't talk about the Jewish people as Bnei Yisrael. We don't bring in Yisrael. Where's Yisrael? Where's Yaakov? What is the lone recurring theme throughout the Megillah regarding how the Jews are classified? We are called what? Yehudim. Mordechai is Yehudi. All right, so Rav Shur is Halakach Malibu. Bnei Yisrael Nekrom Megillah Esther Hashem Yehudim. So what's the Kavona? There's Yisrael, there's Yaakov, and you know the lowest level? The lowest level is when you're a Yehudi. That means what? The only thing that has you connected to the sons of Yaakov and Yisrael is not directly to Yaakov as Bnei Yaakov, not even as Bnei Yisrael. We're just the Bnei Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, and we're connected to Tzad Hashem. We're Yehudim. We're Jews. What's a Chiddush Me'ah Purim? That even Asher Yishatu HaYehudim Heima B'Soneiam. Afilu Misha Omid B'Madrego Shal Yehudim. HaPerish B'Zeh Ki Hashem Yehudi Mora Misha Kovar B'Vod Hazorah Avachulei. As long as you say I'm accepting God, I'm a Yehudi, a Jew, who's Moda, that God created and runs the world, even if you're not holding by any Madregas, even if you're Mishtachav El Etzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, even if you're Nami Sinosa Shosarosha, what do we find Pesach time? We are on the verge of complete destruction, and Hashem and Rachman took us out. When do we find a similar thing? Comes Purim, and what do we find? We were worthy of getting totally destroyed. Reiman is Chaimu, Shanim Shesol, Kliya, Biosador. We're going to be totally wiped out. Moshe rises up. And Moshe Rabbeinu saves us. Says Abishar, save Klaius. So look, they have Bila. They have an Osa Mila. They also fill it even with all their Averus Chamorus. And even the Metah Sherei Tuma. But they still are proud to be Jews. They're still nicker to be Jews. Comes Purim time. Even if you're not referred to as Bnei Yaakov, you're not acting like Bnei Yaakov, you're not acting like Bnei Yisrael. You're Yehudim, Yehudi, Yehudi. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Marumas. Where? Ish Yehudi. That's Gematria Moshe. Even when Klaius is only on a lowly Madrega of Yehudim, still Hashem is incredible. Mercy, unbelievable rachamim, and it'll still take us out. What are we going to celebrate? It must be that what? The same way Haman is the Ish Mitzri, the Gilgal, trying to get revenge now on Mordechai, Bebechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Mamash, a battle, Yetzias Yitzrayim. And Klai Yisrael, he knows he can get the Jewish people. You guys got Hana from the Suda. You guys bowed down to a statue of Nuchas. You're not worthy of getting out. Haman says, I'm going to get you. Ah, no, Klai Yisrael, even when you're just plain old Yehudim, you're just plain and simple Jews, even then I'm going to give you Rachamim and Hapuchu, Asher Yishatu HaYehudim Heimu B'Soneihem. And what? Oh, we're going to accept not only the Torah again, just as Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Jews out. Why? Atav Denosi Al Harzeh to give us the Torah, and we're going to be Besimcha because of the victory. We're also going to commemorate the Mila and its fill-in, because those are osos that mark us as Jews. Those are the osos we needed to highlight that we're still proud to be Yidden when we left Mitzrayim. This is the month of Purim, even when you're lowly Yehudim, and once again a guy can rise up and want to kill the entirety of the Jewish people. Hashem's going to step forward, Kaviyachol, and have mercy on us. Amela, together with Esther, Mordechai, and Haman, and Atara, Moshe, and Atara, Minayin. We had Moshe leading the Jews at the beginning of the year, Adam, Mitzrayim. Comes the end of the year, even if by the end of the year, you still didn't hop around, you still didn't run up the ladder of Ruchnius, you still didn't attain Gevaldik and Madregos, even if at the Akras Hashanah, the very last month of the year, all you are is Stam, a plain Yehudi. Don't worry, there's still hope. Mordechai Bedoro, Kemoshe Bedoro, there's still hope. And he could go and take us out of the Hapuchu Gevaldik. This is a miracle. And now perhaps, Mishnechnes Adam Abra Besimcha. Gevaldik. This is a month that starts Purim time. Even when you're in the lowest of the low, what's the greatest celebration? Achu never gives up hope on the lowest of the low. Mishenichras Adar. Even if I don't have all the zechuyas, the Rebbe Mitzvah Sechulei, I'm just a Yehudi. God's going to do miracles. Look at the miracles of Purim. And that's the juxtaposition going to the miracles of Pesach. Even when you're a Mepteh Shuri Tuma, the same way Mordechai rescued us is a pattern that we already witnessed as Moshe Rabbeinu rescued us. These are the 2 months. It starts with Mitzvah. It ends with Purim. It started with Moshe Rabbeinu. It ends with Mordechai. Moshe Rabbeinu started the journey towards Yeretz Yisrael, towards building a Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai, once again as Gilgal, started the process of getting us out of Golus and heading us in the direction of returning to Yerushalayim HaKadosh to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the year. That's Mordechai as Gilgal at the end of the year. Even if you didn't grow and you didn't steig and you just remained Yehudi, there's still hope. Mishenichnas Adar.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.